Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I mean, y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And by the way, I'll tell you who else covers a huge swath of ground. That's ZLA Solutions. So yeah, ZLA Solutions, been with us since the very beginning on the show. ZLA Solutions is like epic good at what they do. And what they do is help businesses make their businesses better. That's their mission in life. They even say it that way. They don't make it, they say. They make it better. Their goal is to come in and help you with any number of things. They can do things like, you know, help you with sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing. But y'all, their bread and butter remains staffing. So if you need people, ZLA Solutions can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. They can get you the people you need, whether it be onesies or twosies with special hard-to-find skills, or yeah, they can get you a whole shift of people. So yeah, ZLA Solutions, their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Your business needs help, contact them, and do me the favor of telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, I'm going to do my last dipper, Butters. I'm in it, man. I'm all in. Don't try and stop me.
I'm not.
Just
I won't mute you.
Stop holding me back. All right, here we go. Number one, I'm calling it number three, actually. I'm calling it What a Drag. What a Drag. Let me just go ahead and say this. If you think that things like drag queen shows and drag queen story time and genderqueer books in the kids' libraries and all that, if you think that's a big city thing, and some of y'all are out there living in small-town America, think again. It is absolutely an agenda-driven thing that is permeating every level of our society. Now, I got a variety of issues with the transgender agenda, but one of the ones that really bugs me is the notion that this is also becoming an official policy. So first of all, let me just point out the small town America thing, and then I'll get to the official policy. So here's a story from 1819 News. I was rather surprised. Butters and I live not far from there. But yeah, there's an upcoming Christmas drag show in Albertville, Alabama. Albertville, Alabama. It's causing a bit of a stir. If you're not familiar with Albertville, it's in Marshall County. It's real near Guntersville. Kind of halfway between Gadsden and Huntsville. But Albertville, Alabama, with a population of just over 22,000, small city in Marshall County, sits about an hour from Huntsville. The events planner said, so many of the area's drag queens. You reckon there's a lot of drag queens in Albertville, Alabama? I mean, is there like a whole like bevy of them up there we don't know about?
I was not aware.
I intend to stay unaware if I can, but nonetheless... The events planner says the area's drag queens would typically have to go, if they wanted to perform, to Huntsville, to a far more welcoming setting. Legends, a local restaurant in Albertville, plans to host the Holly Jolly Drag Show in support of the area's LGBTQ+ community, which she says is larger than some might think. All right. They had 100 tickets at $30 each. They sold out, so they decided to do a second show. But locals who are complaining about it are pointing out that it's not just the fact that they're here, but it's the fact that they're trying to co-opt Christmas and create a Christmas event surrounding their gay lifestyle, their drag queen lifestyle. Albertville Mayor Tracy Honey, though, says that he received so many complaints about the drag show, but nothing he could do because it's being hosted at a private event, a private venue. And that's true. Local laws and ordinances have to be followed, but still, once they're in a private event, I mean, what do you do? My point in saying this is, don't think this is a big city thing. It's not. How about this story I pulled off of a local channel up in Maine? Maine. When you think of Maine, you might think of small fishing towns and, you know, coastal areas and beautiful landscapes. Story here from WGME in Turner, Maine. Headline, fight over gender identity in schools hits small Maine towns. I would not have pictured Maine. I would not have pictured Albertville, Alabama, for that matter. But I would not have pictured Maine, small towns. It says small Maine towns have been seeing dramatic fights. In Paris, it says a school board member was recalled after backing a gender identity policy. Another came forward to allege that an educator overstepped boundaries by providing her 13-year-old with a device used by transgender men to make their chest look less feminine. There was a fight in the Levitt Area School Library over a book called Gender Queer, a memoir. It goes on and on, but my point there is it's small-town America. But it's small-town America, and it's getting worse when you consider this. It's also a part of an official policy position. Two things I'll point out to you. One is what I'm about to get into in a minute about official policies from U.S. government. But the other is the broader scheme when the United Nations publishes an agenda. Now, you might go, oh, Phil, the United Nations, why do we care? You and I don't care. You and I could care less. You and I sometimes question why we even host the United Nations and give them billions of tax dollars. But there's an entire segment of the liberal leadership that currently holds sway over our government that deeply cares about what the UN says and will do all they can to sign on to the big picture. So between the UN and the World Economic Forum, yeah, we're dealing with some stuff. But here's one for you you got to know. Daily Signal has this story. It came out over the weekend. Lack of affirmation of a child's transgender choice can now be considered child abuse if a new Biden rule goes into effect. What? Yes. So it says transgender orthodoxy may soon become a litmus test for parenthood according to the logic of a new policy that is now working its way through the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under Joe Biden's administration. A new rule currently being worked on would say that any lack of, quote, affirmation constitutes a form of child abuse in foster care. So once that idea takes root, here's the deal. It would also reinterpret the Social Security Act because the HHS application here involves Social Security. It would require agencies then to look at what is considered safe and proper care, but in that, they have to also consider whether or not the foster parents are willing to accept an LGBTQ2IA plus acronym, affirmation in order to be considered. In other words, what they're going to do is create an entire environment where the only people that will be foster parents will be those who approve of the gay lifestyle. And I'm telling you, folks, what that's going to do, it's going to shut down Christian placement agencies. It's going to shut down 501c3s and church groups that aid in things like, adoption placement and that kind of thing. It's going to begin to creep its way in. Why? Because it's become an official policy. They're even looking at tying it to Medicare and Medicaid dollars. So if you want to get, home health, or if you want to get, some type of benefits for inpatient or outpatient medical care, you may have to go to someone who's been approved as supportive of the LGBTQ2IA plus, yada, yada, yada. They're doing that. Is it really that prevalent? No, it's not. It's not. It's called an agenda.
Don't we already have a shortage of foster parents? Aren't they screaming for more foster parents? Why would you do anything that excludes?
Absolutely we do. And there's some wonderful people out there that want to be fosters. Think what the word means. The word means fostering, a better life for a kid. Yes, you're absolutely right. But then you look at other places where the Biden administration is running. I think I mentioned this last week. We have now learned that a part of a executive order that was put in place by the Biden administration in 2021 is being interpreted to require Customs and Border Patrol on the southern border to ask illegal immigrants what their preferred pronouns are. It's telling CBP officials and agents and officers that they must take special care and even gives them the wording to use when they do it. So where is all this coming from? Well, it's coming from a very hyper-vigilant, heavily funded leftist progressive agenda that is, you know, working its way through with lobbyists on K Street and all of them. But a part of it is because you have this thing called Agenda 2030. When I was resourcing the show just this morning, I was unaware until I began to get into this resourcing. And I thought, well, daggone, there's my whole segment. Agenda 2030. Here's a piece I pulled off of Harvard's website. Harvard. Agenda 2030 for the LGBTI, it says, health and well-being. There's an organization called Outright Action International, and then the Global Forum on something in HIV, which provides data and recommendations for systematic consideration of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex persons' health needs on the United Nations Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. So what we have, and I went ahead and went there. Oh, I went there. Oh, Phil, did you go to the UN's website? I did, because that's what this show is willing to do for you. Vision 2030 from the United Nations website, dated August of 2023. Advancing progress for LGBTIA plus inclusion and rights. And this one's in Africa. Africa, because in sub-Saharan Africa, they are desperately in need of someone to help them with transgenderism. It's not about, you know, I don't know, being fed. It's not about being inoculated against disease or finding clean water to drink. You got to make sure you're affirming their pronouns and encouraging a gay lifestyle. Or maybe you're not meeting Agenda 2030, and we might have to examine whether you get grants to dig wells. What? Yes. So yeah, Vision 2030 from the United Nations. The Sustainable Development Goals include a central pledge to, quote, leave no one behind. That's what Army Rangers say, thank you very much. And to prioritize the poorest and the most marginalized. Yet in sub-Saharan Africa and around the world, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersexual people continue to experience exclusion, violence, discrimination, and the violations of human rights. It goes on from there. I could spend a great deal of time on this. But here's the thing. Liberal progressives love the one world order type of agendas that come out of the United Nations. You can look at Agenda 2030, and then you can find things in the Biden administration's policies. And then you can find them creeping down into things like Medicaid and Medicare, which is in every aspect of our society, to include our small towns. I'm just telling you, folks, what a drag this is. It's a drag like an anchor. That's what it is. Agenda 2030. Go look it up. Look up Agenda 2030 LGBTQ and see what you find. When we come back, I may go one step further and give you what I found from our own. Yeah, you know what? I will. I'm going to come back and wrap this one up with something that came off our own National Institutes of Health website. Phil, did you go to the NIH? I did. Stand by. I'll curl your hair with that when we get back. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just making common sense like a superpower. And by the way, I had, who was that that sent us the heads up on traffic? In there's a part of our listening area in Huntsville, said that traffic going over Montesano Mountain was just a mess right now. So be aware, if part of your commute home and go home time here is Montesano, you know, going up and over on Governors, then just know that that's a mess, and plan accordingly. You might want to divert down to Carl Jones or something and take it up over the south side of the mountain. All right, I'm going to end this. So I did this. By the way, Butters, I got my triple dipper done. Came back from the holidays, filled up with cake and turkey, and still got my triple dipper done. How do you like me now? Oh, Butters with the sound effects. You'd have to cut it off that quick.
Well, I don't want to delay you from making your final points.
Final point. By the way, Butters, thank you for being here. So this one I took off the NIH's website, the National Institutes of Health, the Faucians. Yes, that's them. Gender Health and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Yeah, this is dated June of 2018. Just so you know, your NIH, yours, funded with taxpayer dollars, your NIH is all on board with the 2030 Agenda that I just mentioned a minute ago from the United Nations. The abstract, I mean, I didn't bother pulling. I want to say it was something like 42 pages worth of stuff, and I didn't do that. I pulled the abstract alone, like the executive summary. And they want you to know right off the bat, gender refers to the social relationships between males and females. I'm sorry. I thought gender was a biological issue. Oh, no. Gender refers to the social relationship between males and females in terms of their roles, behaviors, activities, attributes, and opportunities, which are based on different levels of power. What? Gender interacts with, but is distinct from, the binary categories of biological sex. No, actually, it is not. These are the people, but these are scientists. These are medical professionals. These are the smart people that come at you with vaccines and things. You know what I'm saying? In this paper, it says, we consider how gender interacts with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, including Sustainable Development Goal 3 and its targets for health and well-being. And it goes on to blah, 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 blah. What I'm trying to point out to you here is this. That is your NIH. That is your NIH embracing the UN 2030 Agenda, putting it out in study and paper form. No telling how many millions of tax dollars went into writing this one. And they want you to know right up front that, oh, by the way, gender is not about biological sex. It's about the social relationships between males and females and their roles and behaviors. Yeah. Yeah. All I'm saying is this. It's in the small towns. It's not just the big towns. And part of the reason why is because the government has its ability to get into every aspect of our life with things like Medicaid, Social Security, Medicare. And oh, by the way, the NIH, which is funded for your, you know, National Institutes of Health, all embracing this larger plan, which I looked at for the first time and thought, now it makes more sense when you find the United Nations putting it out as a 2030 agenda. They want to get somewhere by 2030. I'm saying, how about no? All right, listen, great show. Great show late on. Several text messages. I'll get a few here before I go. Brian from Huntsville says, completed the triple dippers and Boomer was holding you back. No.
Not at all.
Not at all, Brian. Not at all. Kathy from Madison. Phil, thank you for talking about Agenda 2030. People don't realize it, but most cities, even in Alabama, have local nonprofit groups who support these UN sustainability goals. In Madison, she says, one of those groups is called the Madison Visionary Partners. How about that? Madison's comprehensive development plan even refers to 15-minute cities. Oh, those are awful. I ought to do a whole segment on those. I'm going to make a note to myself, 15-minute cities. Thomas from Athens, Biden's restrictions for foster parents regarding gender bender affirmations will diminish religious organizations' efforts. Yeah, I agree. Helps the culture of death. I agree. Rich from Muscle Shoals says, Phil, thanks for going to all those websites for us. Hope you took a shower afterwards. and then John from Huntsville says, Phil, you did a great job today, so you got a well-deserved A+, but Butters was absolutely brilliant. So he gets an A double plus, and he's the winner of today's show. I also think the Boomer McQueen show should now be called Butters Corner. Oh, Butters Corner. Oh, we may have a thing there. We'll find something. We'll find something. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. And then Jay from Florence texted in with that Harvard report, and he says, no, it's not Harvard. It's Harvard. All right, you guys. Have an amazing night. We're back here tomorrow at 2. We will see you then.